Good evening. Oh, I should do this more often. Maybe not. It is such a delight to be with you this evening in thanksgiving and in celebration. How good has our God been? How faithful has He been? How true has He been? We are here to look at Him and find Him to be those things, to dwell in His loving kindness and enjoy His mercy as we delight in His praise. Would you join with us as we sing of His greatness, as we extol the greatness of our Lord God? There will be lyrics on the screen. You're welcome to sing along, I believe, unless the conductor says no. But I think it's good.
Oh, God, you stay.
Would you rise as we lift every voice to worship our God, as we lift every tongue to sing His praise? To sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumph of His grace. Jesus the name. Jesus the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of reigning sin, He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood availed for me. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. I speaks in listening to His voice, to life the dead receive, the mournful broken hearts receive, the humble poor believe. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. Amazing grace it is. How great the chasm that lay between us, and how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through that darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory. He did, to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope. God, you are my living hope. Please be seated.
Good evening. There is a simple way to know that we are serious about what we're doing tonight. And that is when you see the lid of the piano open like this. You're going to... That means we're going to let the bird out of the cage. That's actually Colleen's phrase. So I stole it from her. Short-term memory question. from this morning. Help me out. Say it again. And lead us again, Ron Horch. Lead us again. And that's why we're here. That is why we're here. To bless the Lord and all that is within us. So as we did at both services this morning, we had a baptism, and as tonight we have another baptism, two ordinances of the church, the ordinance of baptism, which we'll say more about in a minute, and the ordinance of communion, which we will celebrate in just a few minutes. So this morning we said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me rejoice, and I referenced a chunk of scripture that I didn't engage, and it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and it gives us the example of the Lord speaking to his people and his people not listening to the Lord. And it gives us an example of God's compassion and God's forgiveness and God's justice. And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we have this example laid out for all of us and all of us to read in great detail. But I love the middle section of the chapter, because the middle section of the chapter says this in 1 Corinthians 10, 12. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall. Because when we think we're upright, we think we're running fast, and we think, oh yeah, all is going well, and this is on me, and I like this, and then boom, we do a faceplant. And so the Lord warns us. And then the Lord tells us what hope we have. In verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common. So there's nothing you and I have ever experienced that's not normal. It's common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you'll be able to endure it, so that there is always right now and forever hope in who Jesus is and who the Spirit of God is and what the Word of God says. And so you and I have every reason to hope, and you and I have every opportunity to say yes to who God is and what he says. And the argument flows from 1 Corinthians 10, 12, and 13 on into the nation of Israel. And then the argument moves right into what we're about to talk about. Verse 21, chapter 11. The apostle, speaking with authority, what God has revealed to him, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup, is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. I asked you a question at the beginning about short-term memory. This is long-term memory. This is never forget. Never forget who Jesus is. Never forget why he died. Never forget the extents of grace and his kindness freely poured out for each of us. That's up to you. Never forget. So in a few moments, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to have people come, and they're going to pick up the bread and then the cup, and they'll offer it to us. so that you and I can obey the commands of the person who gave all he could give for us, his life for our life, his death in our place to share life, resurrection life, with us. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your abundant kindness that is lavished upon us, for all of your promises that we don't deserve. Thank you, Father, for so loving and so giving of yourself to us. We thank you. We remember who Jesus is and what Jesus did for us, and we look forward to that moment when we see him and we are like him. In the name of Jesus, amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus gathered those around him that knew him best and loved him most. And he took the bread and he broke it, and to the bread he said this: "This is his body broken for us." He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." So said Jesus.
Thank you.
And then in anticipation of what was to come, the cross of Jesus Christ, he took the cup and he said, this represents his life spilled out for the many for the forgiveness of sins. So Jesus said, take, do this in remembrance of me.
To remember Christ is to take stock of everything that we have. All we truly have is him. Would you rise as we declare that, as we confess that, as we go to him, because he came for us. I once was lost in darkest night, yet thought I knew the way. The sin that promised joy and life had led me to the grave. I had no hope that you would own a rebel to your will. And if you had not loved me first, I would refuse you still. But as I ran my hell-bound race, indifferent to the cost, you looked upon my hell-bound state and led me to the cross. And I beheld God's love displayed. You suffered in my place. You bore the wrath reserved for me. Now all I know is grace. Hallelujah. All I have is Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus is my life. Hallelujah. All I have is Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus is my life. Now, Lord, I would be yours alone, and live so all might see the strength to follow your commands could never come from me. Oh, Father, use my ransomed life in any way you choose. Oh, Father, use my ransomed life in any way you choose. And let my song forever be my only boast is you. Hallelujah. All I have is Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus is my life. Hallelujah.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
All we have is Christ.
And make me whole again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. No.
The answer for our pardon.
For my part in this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing else.
Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious.
Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Please be seated.
Good evening. Tonight, as we were singing those songs, one of the lines just really popped out to me, and that's the triumph of His grace. And that is why we've gathered. That's why we can celebrate in all kinds of seasons in life. And tonight, again, we get to celebrate yet another baptism, and we're excited to do so. Baptism is also a symbol of God's cleansing and forgiving work through Jesus. And it's through this unity with Jesus that we can experience life now and forever. When Jesus commanded His disciples to do this, He knew the power of this illustration and this demonstration of grace. He knew that we would be able to identify with His death and His crucifixion and going under the water, that we'd be able to be risen with Him, that that's our hope that's in front of us, that we are adopted as God's children. And so we do this in public and profess this as a family together All these things are part of the illustration and what he intended that we get to participate and celebrate tonight. Tonight, Sebastian Tudor is going to be baptized. So come on in, Sebastian. His family and friends are here. We're excited to do this. And this, actually, this road of baptism started actually a year ago, as you'll hear in a minute, from Sebastian himself. God's been a part of his life from early on, but things have really changed the past few years. We met last year in November to talk about the potential of baptism. There was a spiritual refreshment that God had brought to his life, and we agreed and decided at that meeting that it would be appropriate to take time to let Sebastian plug into just the means of grace and the life in the church, and to more fully participate in what God had for him. And so he did that. And for the last year, that's been marked their lives. And God has been at work in him, but we're going to let him share what that work has been. So Sebastian, would you share a little bit about your background and your story?
Good evening. It is a great privilege to proclaim in front of you and the heavenly witnesses the grace shown through the work of God's only Son on Calvary, of his atoning death and resurrection to a new life in him. My journey to this moment is a long and complicated tale of habitual sin and deceit. Even though a church has been a part of my life since my teenage years, I had a limited understanding of who God is and what it means to live out the Christian life, nor did I care to understand it. I went through the motions of it all and lived a dual life pretending to be someone I never was. I carried this attitude with me into adulthood, even as a husband and father. In July 2005, I understood for the first time ever that God loves me, that he wants me for himself, not by simply being a member in a church, but through a personal relationship with himself based on his word and through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. While I had heard this many times before, on this particular occasion, it pierced my soul. It compelled me to take action, to repent of my sins, and give him control of my life. Things changed drastically as I was now seeking fellowship with the Lord, being so hungry and thirsty for the Lord, spending time in prayer, and having left my sinful habits behind. As time went on and the initial enthusiasm began to wear off, there were a few decisions that I made which were in direct disobedience to his word. This would be the start of my drifting away from him as I began making excuses for missing time in the word and prayer, instead allowing worldly things to creep back in. Within about a year, I was back in the old sinful ways. It was inconceivable to me that I turned my back on God. I remember telling myself that one of these days, I will somehow snap out of it. Unfortunately, those days turned into years. I grew more and more indifferent towards God and to my family who took the brunt of this reckless lifestyle. I stopped attending church, which in turn influenced some of my children to follow suit. And while I remember thinking how unfair it was for them to go through this, I was unwilling to break away from that lifestyle. I have to admit it that I loved the world more than the well-being of my own family. Fast forward to July 2021, a time when I couldn't even open a Bible, when I had no hope of being reconciled to God ever. Yet, in his infinite mercy and loving kindness, God proved once more that what is impossible with men is possible with him. In Psalm 107, verse 20, the psalmist says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. God did that for me when in my darkness, he brought to memory Genesis 4:7, which reads, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door and its desire is for you, but you must master it. It was just what I needed to hear. It felt like fresh rain falling into a barren land. It opened a way out of the pit. For this I am grateful to you, Father, because while I was yet a sinner, you sent Christ to die in my place. I am grateful to you, Jesus, for showing me what true love for and obedience to the Father look like. And I'm grateful for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit as it guides me daily through his word. Amen.
Thank you, Sebastian, for sharing that.
I think a lot of us can resonate with a lot of those things in life that come along. And one of, I don't know if you remember this, Sebastian, but a few, I think it was last week we were talking on the phone, and he said something that was just massively encouraging to me. He said that he's actually recently come to some of those same crossroads that he had come to earlier in life and not chosen the way to go, and this time he was choosing to follow Christ. And so, Sebastian, we want you to know that that we're behind you, that Jesus is pleased by your obedience, and that part of following Christ means walking alongside brothers and sisters and getting help, as we all know. And so part of the way that God perseveres our faith is through the witness and the testimony and the ongoing presence of the local church, and we've seen that in his life. So that was you're an encouragement to us, and we're excited to participate with you in this tonight.
Thank you, Pastor.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Good to go? Okay. Let's do this.
I'm going to back up. In light of your confession and your testimony, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Would you rise as we choose to walk with the one who gave his life to give us life? Breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of glory, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who
conquer the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You laid down your life. That I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. This is amazing grace. This is peace. This is Christ leading you out to live for Him. Go in peace.